Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me help some people today with some tidbits. You know, when you grow, you learn to talk. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
That's a proof that you're growing. You learn to talk. You learn to say, Mom, Dad. How many of you remember the first word you ever said? Praise the Lord. Well, I remember the first word my younger one said. Very useless words. But we accepted, so I shouldn't tell you. All right. Well, you learn to talk. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you grow in age, you learn to talk. But when you're maturing, you learn how to talk. Are you seeing
yes,
that?
Pastor.
You learn it. You have to teach yourself how to talk. And at times you do that, of course, primarily through the Word of God. It teaches you how to talk, how to communicate with others. All right? And then also, you look at feedback. At times you say something people don't like. You know, there are people, and I'm saying this because there are people that when they talk, everywhere scatters. Do you know that? They talk, everybody is angry. They don't know how to talk. And they will not agree. Say, didn't you understand what I said? That's how I talk. No, you have to learn it. All right? You have to learn. There are some people that, when they come to mind, nobody wants to give them any opportunity because they don't know how to talk. Just don't know how to talk. They can't say, please, can you stand up? Please is not in their vocabulary. Just not there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right? You learn how to communicate. So by the time you're done talking with someone, they're like, wow, I'm so blessed. Your words minister grace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Right? No matter how old you are, you can begin to learn. Don't say my own. I've already. That's, it's my custom. No, you can make corrections and learn. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All right, so let's look at this. I want to talk about something. I want to show you where I got the title from. Verse 42, rather. It says, except the God of my father. So who's talking? Jacob. All right? When you see he's going to 30-something, you know it's Jacob. It says, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. He's talking to his uncle, Laban. All right, his uncle tried to rip him off. The uncle said, I've learned by experience that God has blessed me, prospered me because of Jacob. So he didn't want him to go. He kept changing his wages. He kept making him stay. So here he's talking to his uncle. But there's a term I want you to see. He says, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac. So he is describing God. All right, he says, he's the God of my father. That's number one. He is the God of Abraham. That's number two. And he is the fear of Isaac. That's number three. What a description. Have you seen that before? That God is called the fear of Isaac. That means the only being Isaac is afraid of is God.
Hallelujah.
I didn't say praise God. I said the only being Isaac is afraid of is God. But you are sensitive, so good one. All right, the fear of Isaac. So I want to twist that, and today I want to talk about the faith of Isaac. All right? Faith of Isaac. Now, fear is faith backwards. You will not fear what you don't have faith in. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Some of us, if you go to your house right now, there's a wall gecko there. Pambulating around the house. Have you seen a wall gecko before?
Yes.
Let me tell you, in case you don't know, that thing that looks like lizard walks in the house as though it's the owner of the property. That's a wall gecko. Have you ever seen a wall gecko and then you jumped and shouted? Have you done that before?
Yes.
You said, ah, Jesus, blood of Jesus. Did that happen?
Yes.
It happened.
Yes.
You saw the gecko and you called. Okay, people are whispering. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You saw the gecko and you shouted Jesus. Interesting. What happened? Nobody is scared of a wall gecko. Yeah? The way it came out, it appeared unexpectedly. So he shouted, blood of Jesus. All right. After the blood of Jesus, did you still remain in that room? Or you ran out? All right. What if it was a snake? So much faith in the snake. That's it. Faith that the snake can hurt you. That's it. But not much faith that a war gecko can do anything. At times you're walking, the war gecko is passing, and both of you are walking together. Look at this one. Not much faith. So, faith in the snake, but really expressed as fear. All right? I'm just trying to say that faith and fear are the same. Just that you have faith in something that can hurt you. And that is fear. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, so I just took, look, it's not that deep. I saw the fear of Isaac. I said, let me call it the faith of Isaac. All right? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But why Isaac? Because we are likened to Isaac in the Word of God. If you're a Christian, you are likened to Isaac. Why? Remember, Isaac was a miracle child, was a miracle baby. Naturally, Isaac should not exist. Why? Because his mom was barren and she was old. When someone is old, you've given up already, then the person is barren. That's terrible. The father was old, but, you know, anything can happen with men. But woman, old, barren. She had given up herself. She had given her maid to a husband to have a child from, Ishmael. Because she thought, you know, the promise was to Abraham. So maybe he should have a son, not her. But then God said, no. You have a son through Sarah. Meaning that, expect a miracle. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And you think immediately he said that Sarah would immediately get pregnant. That didn't happen until she was 90. Think about that, 90. And then she took in, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so Isaac was born from the Word of God. And we are born of the Word of God. So when you study the Word of God, he likens us to Isaac. Because he should not exist, but he existed solely because of the Word. Solely. There is no other explanation for why Isaac existed. None other but the Word of God. None other. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Let me show you. Go to Romans 9, verse 6. Quick. I want to be really fast today. Romans 9, verse 6. It says, not as though the Word of God had taken none effect. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall their seed be called. Remember, Ishmael already existed when God made Abraham and said, I want you to sacrifice your son, your only son, Isaac. But Ishmael already existed. Ishmael was Abraham's son. But look at it. He says, in Isaac shall their seed be called. Why? Verse 8. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. He's saying God only recognizes what his word produces. If it doesn't come from his word, he doesn't recognize. That's what he's trying to say here. He said, they that are the children of the flesh, that means they came because of the flesh, by natural circumstances, to God. Mm-mm. He only recognizes the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right? He says, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. And so Isaac was born of the word. Ishmael, natural process. God recognized the son of his word. And just an addendum here. In life, the things that you bring forth that will last are the things that we get from the word of God. We learn that in devotional, right? From the word. And those are the things that God recognizes. Those things that came forth because you used the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he's saying Abraham might have had children naturally, like Ishmael, but God only recognized Isaac, who came from the word. Now he's likening to Jews and non-Jews. You know, Abraham actually has physical descendants even today. They are in Israel. But they are of the flesh. We are born of the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So here he's likening us to Isaac. So just like Isaac was not born because of human calculations, We are not born because of human calculations. Yes. Go to John 1. John 1 verse 12. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, who? Of God. That's us. He's talking about us. Just like Isaac. We were not born of blood, or the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. God that desired us to become his children, and we heard the gospel and became born again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One last verse. Go to Galatians chapter 4, verse 28. Galatians 4, verse 28. It says, now we brethren, look, just follow me. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are what?
The children of promise.
So he likens us to Isaac. He says, just like Isaac, we are born. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord. And I love it so much. You know what Jesus said? He said, the one that is born of the Spirit is like the wind. You can't tell where it's coming from, where it's going to. But just like the wind, you feel the effects. So nobody can calculate your progress. That's what he's trying to say. As a Christian, no one can say, oh, right now she's staying at Mushin. In the next 10 years, we see her at VI. Nobody can calculate you. But they will see the effects. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 All right. So what about Isaac? We are likened to Isaac. So what can we learn? Now, Isaac was Abraham's seed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
And we are Abraham's seed. Go to Galatians 3. We're going somewhere. Verse 29. And I'll be very, very fast. Galatians 3, verse 29. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
It says, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
According to the promise. So you're an heir. There's an inheritance for you. Because you're Abraham's seed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yep. So that's nice. All right? So, I'm talking about the faith of Isaac, and I'm showing to the word of God that we are likened to Isaac. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, let's learn some things from this man called Isaac. When you study his life, when he came of age, are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
God began to teach Isaac something, and I want you to see it. Go to Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26. Verse 1. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yes, Pastor.
So, look at it. Let's get it together. It says, and there was a famine in the land. This is the days of Isaac, all right? Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. That means in the days of Abraham, there was famine. All right?
Yes, Pastor.
But now, this is Isaac's day. And Isaac went on to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. So Isaac started moving. Verse 2. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. That means he planned to go to Egypt. Why? Because in the days of famine, in the days of Abraham, Abraham went to Egypt and came back very prosperous. All right? So obviously, Isaac's idea is, this land is barren. I'm going to Egypt. But then God appears to him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Verse 3. Sojourn in this land. And I'll be with you. You know, I'm just remembering that. Was it last year? Someone put on a status. I think the Hamatan was really a lot. She said, this cold is too much. God, are you speaking to me to go to Canada? Then I sent her this verse. I said, sojourn in this land. He said, Pastor, no. But that's what God is saying here. There was famine in the land. Isaac is ready to move, praise the Lord,
Hallelujah.
To relocate. Then God appears to him and says, stay here. He says, and I will, this is the promise you need. Sojourn in this land. Then God says, and I will be with thee. I mean, if you hear that, that's all you need. That's all you need. says, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. Only God can talk like this. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham, thy father. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
So God meets Isaac and says, stay here. Why? Because I will be with thee. He's so confident in what he can do. Yes. Look at God. He's so confident. He says, even though there is famine, stay here because I am here. Yes. And if I'm here, he says, I will bless you. Then he says, I will give you these countries. Verse 4. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Verse 5. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice. Now, I want you to get this. He's saying, I'm doing this not for your sake, but because you are Abraham's seed.
Yes.
That's what he's saying here. Because Isaac, at this point, he had faith. He was ready to go. But now God is saying, no, stay. And the reason why he tells him stay is because of Abraham. As long as you're Abraham's seed, God is obligated to bless you.
Yes.
That's what he's saying here. He says, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my law. So he said, look, stay here. I will bless you and give you everything because of Abraham, because you are Abraham's seed. This is good news. Because he says, we are Abraham's seed. This is amazing. What did Isaac do to deserve this? Nothing. On the contrary, he was about to escape. But God meets him and says, don't go anywhere. Stay here because I am here. And I will bless you because of Abraham. Verse 6. Let's read it together. One to go. So he stayed there. Wouldn't you stay there if it was you? So he stayed there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord. There's some people that want to run away from Nigeria. Let us stay here. You say, God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid what? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
These people travel outside the country. How did they go? They entered, what they call that thing, container. And when they go there, they are washing plates. Of course, the money will most likely be much. But ensure that God is leading you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because that's the most important. Praise the Lord. Because, I don't know, this state, nobody wants to hear stay in Nigeria anymore. They want me to prophesy UK is yours. Yes, UK is yours. From here. Go to verse 12. You see, there's a mindset you should have. I'm talking about the faith of Isaac. And God is beginning to teach him something. The first thing God teaches him is, because you're Abraham's seed, you're blessed. You don't need to leave a place that is famine because there's a blessing on your life. That's what God is teaching him here. He didn't talk to the king of Gerar. He didn't talk to any other person but Isaac. So it wasn't about where Isaac was, about him. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The same land that was famine. Think about it. The same land. The same land that was not producing. It wasn't about the land. It was about the man. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I am Abraham's seed.
Abraham.
And the Lord is with me. Oh boy, are you seeing this? God tells Isaac, remain here because I am with you and will bless you. But he doesn't have to appear to you in the future to tell you that anymore. In Hebrews 13 verse 5, he says, he had said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Meaning he is with you. You are Abraham's seed. This is your story. He says, the man sowed in that land, in a land that was experiencing famine, and received in the same year, 100, not 100%. That means whatever he sowed, he got times 100. If he sowed, now, let me even tell you the interesting thing about this. Are you in this place?
Yes,
he was not a farmer. They were cattle rearers. In fact, that was the reason why when Joseph brought his people into Egypt, all right, they had to give them another land. Because to the Egyptians, cattle rearing was wrong. So they were not farmers. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Abraham was not a farmer. What they did was scattering. So what did he sow? What do you think? Meaning he invested in the land. The same land that everybody was running away from, he invested. And received in the same year, times 100. He bought one car, he got 100 cars. Think about that. 100. Oh boy. He says, and that's not all. This is preamble. And the Lord what? Blessed him. After all this. And the Lord blessed him. So let's hear the story. Verse 13. And the man waxed great. And went forward. Oh boy. What does it mean went forward? Of course, he's not talking about physical movement. He's saying his life, he was making progress. The man was great and went forward. Didn't stop there. And grew until he became. That's me. I am Abraham's seed. All of this God did for him because he was Abraham's seed. This is not a prosperous land. It was not about the nation. The nation he was at or in was experiencing famine. Last week we learned, you shall not see when the heat comes. Yes. Everywhere was barren. In the midst of the barrenness, this man Isaac works great. Some will say it's money medicine. It's juju. No, it's a greater spirit. He says, he was great and went forward. I'm making progress in life.
I'm making progress.
And grew. Until he became. Then he begins to tell us. For he had possessions of flock. I told you he was not a farmer. So when the Bible says he sowed in the light, it wasn't seed. Because what did he get? Not trees. He had possessions of what? Flocks. That was the business they were into. And possession of what? Herds. And great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Why? Because they were suffering. But God was with him. Let's finish this. So nice, verse 15. Can this be your life? Think about now, in this country. Where they say the naira is falling. But God is with you. And he has blessed you. So I'm waxing great. I'm moving forward. I'm not stagnant. You are in one place. No, I'm moving forward. And I'm growing bigger and bigger. It says the Philistines envied him for a reason. They had tried to stop him. Verse 15, it says, for all the wells which his father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. If you have flocks, you need water. Are you in this place? Water to sustain the flock and the herd. The Philistines had blocked all the wells. Boy, it didn't mean anything. God was with him. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
So they blocked the wells, but this man was growing great. The Bible says they envied him until verse 16. And Abimelech, that means their king, said unto Isaac, go from us. He says, go away. For thou art much mightier. I said, what did Isaac do? He was Abraham's seed. This is showing you the potential of what is possible with your life.
Yes.
Even in the midst of darkness and want, as long as God is with you, there is a difference. That's what he's showing you. That's what he was teaching Isaac. God was teaching Isaac that it's not about the place. It's about my blessing on your life. It's not about the place. It's about me and my presence with you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He was teaching him. You know, Abraham knew this stuff. The Bible tells us that he called his nephew, Lot. Remember that story? And said, look, anywhere you choose, I'll go the other way. He didn't think about the land. He didn't think if the land was prosperous or not. Abraham had the mindset that if you choose A, I'll go B. If you choose B, I'll go A. Meaning that he knew it was not about the land, about me. Wherever I go, it will be prosperous. That was Abraham's mindset. But Isaac had not gotten it yet until now. He's about to move. God says, no, stay here. Because I am with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is wonderful. This is great. Think. I want you to get it. In this country where everybody is complaining, can this be your story? Can this be your story? Some people are selling their cars, but you are getting new ones. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Some people are closing their business, but you're opening new ones. Some people's allowances have been cut short, but yours has been increased. Why? God is with you. That's the only explanation you need. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
So the first thing, faith of Isaac. As Abraham's seed, it is not about the place. It's about you. All right? It's about you. Wherever you are, there's a blessing there. Okay? Get it. And if you think that even if you're a cleaner, you'll be a cleaner with a difference. Because the blessing is on your life. Look at Jacob, Isaac's son. Laban, his uncle, said, look, I notice any sheep you take care of multiplies. So I've learned from experience. That means he tested it. That God has blessed me because of you. What was Jacob? Jacob was a houseboy, you. He was a houseboy with his uncle. But a houseboy brought the blessing.
Yes.
You would think it would end with Jacob. Remember, Jacob was also Abraham's seed. Then you find Joseph. Joseph was a slave. A slave houseboy, very bad. He's wanting to be a houseboy, not to be a slave, not to be a slave houseboy. But Potiphar noticed something different about this boy. Anything he handled prospered until Potiphar gave him charge of everything he had, except his wife. That was Abraham's seed.
Yeah.
I'm saying when you notice the traits in Abraham's children, they're successful. Now he says, you are Abraham's seed. Let's talk about Joseph. He was in prison. So he's a slave houseboy that has been imprisoned. In that prison, the jailer made him head of the prisoners. The Bible says the guy was prosperous because God was with him. Because he was Abraham's seed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So it's not about the place. It's about you. Remember last week we learned you are God's choice. Think about it. He chose you to be with you forever. So wherever you go, there's a blessing there. That song we sing, everything I thought surely must be blessed. It's not to slap people. It is true. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus even made it better. He said, you lay hands on the sick. There's a blessing for healing there. So you have to get it. And if you get it, the way you carry yourself will be different. You'll not treat yourself like anyhow, anybody just walking on the street like an agmeru. No. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm the seed of Abraham.
I'm the seed of Abraham.
So have you gotten this?
Yes.
Everywhere you are, or everywhere you go to, the blessing is there.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
For some of you, you'll not be hustling to go to the UK. They will call you.
Yes.
And that is better than sweating. So every day you're going to the embassy, every time embassy. Where the others are calling them. They say, no, you. What are the options? What can we do? How can we help you to come? Because he says, in his seed, all the nations of the earth shall be what? Blessed. Meaning you have something to give them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Not hustling, struggling as though you don't have a father. Every time I'm on that hot sun. You know, I walked close to embassies, VI. My office was there. And I remember when I first started going to work, there was this office every time people, outside, took in their head inside. I kept wondering, what's happening? Until I realized it was the Spanish embassy. You see them sweating. Then they sit down, they're drinking pure water.
Not me.
Because I'm blessed.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In this country, everyone is saying things are bad. There are people that are making money like never before, and I'm one of them. I'm front in that line. No, wait. What I'm saying, there's a part that is confession. There's a part that is prophecy. There's a part that is real. I'm telling you my experience. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, so God starts teaching Isaac. It is not about the place, about you. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you. Because if God is with you, he can make the wilderness a fruitful field. It's not about the place. Even if it's a wilderness, he can make it. Go to Isaiah 32, verse 15. He can make it a fruitful field. Meaning where was dry for every other person. Look at it. He says until. He's talking about, here he has spoken about problems. He says the problems will continue until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. And the wilderness be a fruitful field. That's phase one. He's saying that in that land there was problem until the Spirit came. The Spirit of God was the difference. When the Spirit came, the wilderness became a fruitful field. Have you seen a wilderness before? Have you seen a desert?
Yes.
Doesn't look like a place that fruits can grow. But when the Spirit of God comes, that wilderness becomes a fruitful field. Someone says, but I'm not experiencing wilderness in my life. I'm quite okay. Then he says, the fruitful field be counted for what? A forest. Meaning that if things were not bad, they were good with you, they can get better. And do you know when he says we are Abraham's seed and we are blessed, the Spirit of God is a blessing? Go to Galatians 3, verse 14. He says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The promise of the Spirit is the blessing of Abraham.
Yes.
And this is the same Spirit that says when he's around. Whatever is wilderness becomes fruitful field. Whatever is a fruitful field becomes a forest. This is the one that says he will never leave you nor forsake you. So it is not about the place, because he can change the place. It's about you. Don't say, I don't like going home. Why don't you like going home? Because they're suffering there. Change that mindset. Change it. Once you enter, opportunities have come. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Don't say, I don't like going home because they build me. Change it. You are Abraham's seed. Abraham's seed. Do you understand this thing?
Yes.
You know, there are people that are very proud of their surname. Very proud. What's your name? Michael
Obasanjo.
What's he trying to tell you? My father. Former president. Well, yeah, he has given you a name. And this name, you mark it. There's a blessing there. You are Abraham's seed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. So Isaac learned this thing finish. And he was about to die. So he called his sons. Go to Genesis 27 to bless them. Genesis 27. I remember someone shared with me years ago something that will help your mindset. All right? He said, two people can be talking somewhere. Maybe someone is talking to you. And the person says, all these rich people, they are all wicked. And your response can be, oh, what did they do? You see, you've not gotten it yet. You say, what's wrong with us? Are you seeing it?
Yes, Pastor.
You see, you begin to train yourself to think that way. No, imagine I was here, someone says, people who drive cars in Lagos are very wicked. I say, not me. Right?
Yeah.
But if you are broke in your mind, say, don't mind them. All right, Genesis 27. Are you getting this?
Yes,
so now you know the story. Isaac is about to go. So he wants to bless his son. And he had a favorite, all right? He had twins, Jacob and Esau. So he had a favorite. Esau was his favorite. And when you read the Bible, you know why. Jacob was a mommy's boy, all right? Didn't know how to do anything. Just cook, stay at home, clean the house. Do you understand? Do you know guys like that? You know, at times, if you're at home, you see a snake, you want to call the man. You go and call those kind of guys, you go and call someone else. So Jacob was like that. All right? He learned to cook. Nice guy. Esau was different. He was rough and tough and a hunter, meaning that he fought with bears. Do you understand? A man's man. His father's son. So Isaac liked Esau. Even though Isaac knew that God had already planned that Jacob would be senior, but he wanted to cheat God. Like some of you, you know what God is saying in your life, but you refuse because you like something. In a relationship that God has said no, but you refuse, you're waiting to convince God. Brothers and sisters, in your life, never put yourself in a position where you want to convince God. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
If you convince him, have you heard of Balaam who convinced God?
Yes.
And nearly died. It was so bad, an animal had to start talking. So never convince him. Never say, I'm going to. But with time, God will see. With time, God will see. God will understand. Oh, no. If God says no. Yes, sir. Bye. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
So don't be like Isaac, who knew what God had said, but he was trying to be smart with God. So think about it. God had already said, the elder shall serve the younger. And I told you that was not a curse. Because people hear it and say, why did God curse Isaac? It wasn't. The elder shall serve. There are some of you working with people that are younger than. Are you being cursed? No. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
And besides, Jesus said the one who serves is the greatest. Haven't you read that in your Bible before?
Yes,
so service is not a curse. Because you're seven doesn't mean you're a fool. So that was what God said. So he knew from the time, because it was him who went to inquire, he knew from the onset that Jacob was going to be senior. Esau also made a mistake. He sold his birthright for food. Now he's about to go and he wants to cheat God. Instead of blessing Jacob, who God had said would be the leader in the house, would you bless the leader so he can lead the household well? He calls for Esau, trying to cheat God. He tells Esau, you know I like food. So Isaac calls Esau and says, you know I like food. So go and cook for me. So when I eat it, I'll be happy and I'll bless you. To show that he wanted to act against God's will. Because he needed an external factor to provoke the blessing. The people that like to eat are laughing now. To show he needed something external to provoke the blessing. So he had parted with Esau and said, all right, just go and cook, all right, and bring the food. Not knowing his wife, from the moment he called Esau, had been suspicious. She ran to go and hear. So, okay. And she had her own favorite, Jacob, who was helping around the house. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
So she calls her son and said, this is what your father and your other brother are planning to do. So I will cook. Go and bring, and this is your brother's clothes. Wear it, wear it. And Isaac, you know, Jacob, being concerned, said, what if my dad catches me and curses me? He said, don't worry, the curse will be on my own head. Come. And she goes. And they plot together, all right? Remember, Esau has to go and hunt. He's not going to the market to buy meat. He has to go and hunt, kill. So before you catch, you first of all run. Do you understand? So it will take longer. But for Rebecca, she had the food already. So she gives her son, Jacob, and said, all right, go and meet your father. Where Esau, you know, Esau was a hunter, so chances are maybe his clothes were smelling. So go. So let's go there. Go to verse, I've closed now. Verse 25. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
25. So, Jacob has arrived. I said, Dad, I'm here with the food, like he asked me. Now, Jacob, you see, Jacob wasn't very smart. They had gotten everything right. He didn't remember to change his voice. There are some guys who talk and their voice is so lovely. You hear and you're like, oh my goodness, is this a lady? Have you heard guys like that?
Yes.
Very nice voice. There's some other guys. Once you hear, you say, this is a man. This is a man. So Jacob being mommy's boy, chances are his voice was different from Esau. So even though they looked alike, there were differences. But you see, he wasn't calculating like his mom. Women are very calculative. She had checked everything. She just didn't remember to tell him, change your voice when you go there. So he talks. And when you read earlier, Isaac says, the smell, it's like Esau, but the voice, it's like Jacob. All right, so Jacob convinced him, verse 25. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. So this is Jacob and Isaac. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. So he ate, he drank, he was okay. Verse 26. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. See, he wasn't very sure. Because even though Jacob had tried to convince him, I am Esau, something was still suspicious. So he said, come and kiss me. He's a lie. It wasn't kiss he wanted. He wanted to smell him. And he came there and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment. And blessed him. So remember, I'm talking about the faith of Isaac. All right? It's the contents of this blessing I want you to pay attention to. So we are getting to a place where you must pay attention. Smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord had blessed. Have you ever smelled a field before? It smells so. Verse 28. Therefore, he's blessing him now. Pay attention. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. First, you begin to ask, is this man serious at all? Does he know what he's saying? He's telling his blessing, his son, with the blessings that only God can give. He says, God give you the dew of heaven. Do you know what the dew of heaven is? It means everywhere you go, there is rain. What that means is abundance. Whatever you plant will be touched by the dew of heaven. That's what it means. It means open heavens. That's what Isaac is blessing Jacob with. He says, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Verse 29. Let people serve thee. Ah. And nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. This guy was very cunning, Isaac. He is here establishing in his mind is Esau. He's trying to work against God. God has said the elder shall serve the younger. But here, Isaac is trying to rewrite the story. He's telling Esau in his mind, be Lord over your brethren, including Jacob. Meaning that at that moment, in his mind, he had made Esau the firstborn. And God was just looking at you. Say, continue. He says, look at it. And let thy mother's sons, including Jacob. So he wanted to emphasize it. Let your mother's son bow down to thee. That means Jacob will bow down to you. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee. Wow. You can see he really wanted Esau. Praise the Lord. He really wanted it. So firstly, he starts with prosperity. He says, God give you the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, plenty corn and wine. Very interesting. He didn't say, my son, bring a check. Let me write it for you. I've been saving plenty corn and wine for you. All right. So with this check now, go to that store. Go and collect plenty corn and wine. No, he gave him something more lasting. Remember, we're learning wise investments. He gave him the thing that nobody can steal. If he gave him plenty corn and wine, Esau would have come and said, oh, this is my corn and wine. I take it from him. But he gave him the word. Because nobody can steal the word. So he blessed him with plenty corn and wine. Then he says, let people serve thee. He blessed him with people. And nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. And let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee. And blessed be he that blessed thee. What a blessing. So was he serious? These things are serious stuff. You know, at times people are not serious. They go, oh, you are blessed. Amen. Was he serious? Or was he joking? Verse 30. And it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob. That means immediately, you see, all these things was orchestrated by God. Immediately Isaac was done blessing Jacob. Jacob just left. That's what he's saying here. And Jacob was yet cast gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father. That Esau, his brother, came in from his own. So immediately Isaac just said, thank you, sir. And left. Esau came in with his food. Verse 31. And he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat. Who talks like this? Let my father arise because of food. And eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. Verse 32. And Isaac, his father, said unto him, who art thou? Says, who are you? And he said, I am thy son. Look at it. Thy firstborn Esau. And this was a lie. He was no longer the firstborn. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you that everything was orchestrated because Isaac really wanted Esau to be the head. Verse 33. And Isaac trembled very, oh dear. I'm talking about the faith of Isaac. Isaac trembled very exceedingly. This means this man took his words very seriously. There are people who don't take their words seriously. If he didn't take it seriously, he would have said, oh, Esau is you. No man would have come, John. Let me say it again. That's what he could have said. Is it not what? The one you have spoken, if you say red, doesn't mean you cannot say red again. He could have said that. But he took his words. Remember, faith starts with words. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 that by faith, Isaac blessed Esau and Jacob. So he knew what he thought Jacob would work. He believed it would work. So now Esau, the one he actually wanted to bless, comes and said, it's me. The man shook and said, who? Where is he? Do you understand? Do you understand the drama here? Once Esau said, it's me. Esau said, say, who is that? Where is the person that had taken venison and brought it to me? He said, who brought food to me? And I have eaten of all. So I finished it. Clear the plates. Before thou camest. And have blessed him. Yes. And he shall be blessed. Meaning when he says, let nations bow down to thee. He meant it. He said, yes, he shall be blessed. He didn't say, oh, he cheated me. Come. No. He knew his words had the ability to cause what he said to come to pass. He said, yes, he shall be blessed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 34, let's just finish this. Let's finish this. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with great and exceeding bitter cry. Can you help me with this? Thank you. And said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. Say, please, bless me. Verse 35. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and had taken away thy blessing. Naturally, you just think, I mean, couldn't you say it again? Remember, the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Meaning that if Isaac had changed it, it meant he was double-minded. It would not have worked. He knew what he said would work. And it cannot be changed. He says, your brother has taken away your blessing. Verse 36. And he said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. That's Esau talking. Are you with me?
Yes,
I've closed. Pay attention to this. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved the blessing for me? Verse 37. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy Lord. How did he make him Lord? Did he give him a crown? Come on, talk. Did he give him a crown? Did he give him tasks to accomplish? He made him Lord with his words. I'm in charge. He says, I have made him thy Lord. And all his brethren have I given to him for servants. I mean, he didn't call a meeting. I told all of you that are my children and you are Jacob's brother. From now on, he's your Lord. He didn't need that. The word spoken would act where it needs to act. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He says, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Are you getting this thing? What corn and wine? He didn't give him physical corn. He didn't give him physical wine. But here he's boldly saying, I have sustained him. I have sustained him. The Lord is my shepherd. Nothing is too good for me. And I shall not want. That is the sustaining you need to declare in your life. Isaac is saying, I have sustained him with words. With words. He says, with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? You see, let me just stop here for a bit. Isaac is no longer alive. So you can't go and cook and give him food to bless you. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
But the Lord, the fear of Isaac, that was with Isaac and asked him to prosper, has said he will never leave you nor forsake you. So you don't need to meet Isaac to bless you. The blessing is in your mouth. Are you seeing that?
Yes, Pastor.
It's in your mouth. So you have to sustain your life with prosperity.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You have to sustain your life. The word of God has shown us that there will be hardship in this world, for sure. But you have to sustain your life. And that's why we say, I don't see when the heat comes. What is that? Sustaining your life. So when there is heat, it doesn't touch you. You say, nothing shall by any means hurt me. What is that? Sustaining your life. So if they are shooting, it will not touch you. With words. Verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Well, Isaac eventually gave him something. Verse 39. And Isaac his father answered to him, behold, thy dwelling shall be as the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. So, okay, manage this one. Verse 40. And by thy sword shalt thou live. And shall serve thy... You see, he couldn't change it. He couldn't change it. Listen, it's wanting to just talk because it sounds nice. I told you a strong man doesn't move. When you have said something, you remain there until it comes to fruition. You don't change it. You remain consistent. I'm the richest person in this world. Someone says rich people are thieves. You say yes. You see, you're not consistent. Look at this man. He couldn't change it. He says, you will serve your brother. Why? Because he had told Isaac, your mother's son will serve thee. He says, and it shall come to pass. So now he's prophesying the future. He's going to help his son. He says, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt have dominion that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. So he says, don't worry. You will serve him because I have said you will serve him. But one day you will escape. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. What have we learned today? First one, you are Abraham's seed. It is not about the place. It's about the blessing. And the Spirit of God is that blessing. And he says, when the Spirit is present, the wilderness becomes a fruitful field. Meaning that God has a vision for your life. It is fruitfulness and prosperity. So you will be fruitful, not because of what you do, because of who you are. Because of who you are. You might be in a company and say, we're not getting returns. You have to change the way you think. Don't say, I don't know, they'll soon sack me in that company. We're not making profit. No, you are Abraham's seed. You are Abraham's seed. Meaning that because you are there, the business has to be profitable. You have to change the way you think. Are you seeing that? And when you change the way you think, you change the way you talk. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You might be staying with someone and saying, no, I don't like, I'm just disturbing the person, you know. They are spending money because I'm there. I don't know. No, change it. Change it. You are Abraham's seed. Because you're in that household, they would have increase. Yes. They will even feel that they are helping you. Yes. Are you seeing that? Yes, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's the first one. The second thing you always remember is that your words, you deposit blessings with your words. So you have to speak consciously and on purpose. You don't just speak anyhow. Consciously and on purpose. Look at Isaac. This man acted as though God signed a contract with him for the world. He said, you have the plenty of the earth. He said he had sustained his son with corn and wine. Okay, you don't like corn, you don't like wine, but you like money. In the name of Jesus, anywhere I go, at every point, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want. Why? Because I'm Abraham's seed. I shall not want. It sounds like a repetition, but it's true. Because you're Abraham's seed, you are a choice. All right? A choice possession. Everywhere you go, prosperity has come. Goodness has come. Favor has come. You see, begin to change it. Begin to change the way you think. Maybe the company was in famine. They just needed someone to help out. But you come now, increase has come. You see, you say it. You say it. You say it. You say the heavens are opened unto me. They're opened. Everything I touch is blessed. I'm prosperous. This year, Leko Pakasukade. Hundredfold this year. Is this possible? Yes. Yes. Say, my business returns this year. Hundredfold. And, you know, when you say that, you don't change it. You take a position like Isaac said, and yes, I shall be blessed. Yes, it is so. Yes, it is hundredfold. Every month this year, your eye is on the goal. It is hundredfold. Why? Because I have said it. Because I have said it. Not by power or by might, but by that same Holy Ghost who will never leave you nor forsake you. I like what you're doing, speaking other tongues. It is not about the pain, it's about you. It's about you. It's about you. It is you. Speak in other tongues. Speak in other tongues.